On the rugged English moors, under skies perpetually torn between sunshine and storm, stood the isolated estate of Wuthering Heights. It was a house as wild and fierce as the passions it harbored within its walls. Into this tumultuous setting was woven the intense and destructive love story of Catherine Earnshaw and Heathcliff, a tale that would leave a mark on all who came into its orbit. Heathcliff was a dark and enigmatic boy brought to Wuthering Heights by Mr. Earnshaw, Catherine's father. Though he arrived as an orphan with no name or status, Heathcliff formed an unshakable bond with Catherine. Together, they roamed the windswept moors, their spirits as untamed as the land itself. Their connection transcended words, rooted in their shared defiance of the constraints imposed by society. But their love was not destined for peace. As they grew older, Catherine became acutely aware of her social standing. When Edgar Linton, a refined gentleman from the neighboring Thrushcross Grange, began to court her, Catherine felt torn between her passion for Heathcliff and the stability Edgar represented. In a moment of weakness, she chose Edgar, believing that marriage to him would elevate her position and secure her future. The betrayal cut Heathcliff deeply. He left Wuthering Heights, returning years later as a wealthy and vengeful man. His love for Catherine remained fierce, but it was now intertwined with bitterness. He vowed to destroy the lives of those who had wronged him, setting into motion a series of events that would bring tragedy to both Wuthering Heights and Thrushcross Grange. Despite her marriage to Edgar, Catherine's heart belonged to Heathcliff. Their encounters were charged with longing and resentment, their love unable to be severed yet too volatile to flourish. Catherine's health began to deteriorate under the strain of her divided loyalties and Heathcliff's relentless vendettas. When she died giving birth to her daughter Kathy, Heathcliff was left broken, haunted by her memory. But the story of Wuthering Heights did not end with Catherine's death. The next generation bore the consequences of the passions and grudges of their forebears. Heathcliff's obsession with vengeance extended to Catherine's daughter and his own son, yet even he could not escape the loneliness of his own making. In the end, the Moors bore silent witness as Heathcliff succumbed to his grief, longing to be reunited with Catherine in death. Their spirits, as legend would have it, were seen wandering the moors together, forever entwined.